The Haynes Pool is reopening, and Skagway commits to greater partnership with Skagway Traditional Council. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Haynesboro Pool will reopen tomorrow after a long hiatus. KHNS's Henry Leisha caught up with the new pool manager to hear about this winter's operating plan.
The public pool in Haynes has been closed since March. Initially, the borough closed it due to concerns about the spread of COVID-19. Then the pool was drained for repairs. In June, staff were temporarily laid off as a cost-saving measure. But recently, the borough hired two employees to get the pool up and running once again. Amanda Painter is the new pool manager.
I've been working with the maintenance staff here, rummaging through files, getting the pool lobby cleaned up. I've met with other organizations in town to try to collaborate with them and pick their brains about how to make the pool more effective for the community.
For the past few weeks, Painter has been working with different users and stakeholders to come up with a plan for reopening. Painter says she is working to keep different user groups separated, making sure that one group is out of the facility before the next arrives. For now, swimmers need to call ahead if they want to use the pool.
It's possible if we get into routine and see what people's routines are, then we might be able to do away with the call ahead reserve situation. There's going to be one person answering the phones and registering people, so we're asking the public to be patient and gentle as we try to make this a safe place for all users.
Masks will be required in the lobby, and plexiglass will be installed at the front desk. Painter says another important precaution is to shower thoroughly before entering the pool. That helps to ensure the pool's chlorine can effectively kill germs.
The pool quickly kills viruses, but if the pH and the chemicals are not balanced, then the chlorine becomes less effective. So showering for the community is a key role in keeping the pool open.
The sauna will stay closed for now, but there are plans to open it in the future. Painter says the maintenance team is working on installing a shower for the sauna. The pool will reopen on Thursday at 10:45 a.m. Swimmers can make a reservation for lap swim or open swim by calling 766-2666. In Haynes, I'm Henry Leisha.
Skagway Traditional Council and the municipality of Skagway are moving towards a closer working relationship. The federally recognized tribal government for Skagway, Tlingit, and Haida members requested an increased partnership with the municipality of Skagway this week. Skagway Traditional Council President Jamie Bricker says the council's mission is to nurture and protect tribal members and preserve cultural heritage and natural resources, but that's not all.
Improving partnerships and economic sustainability, and especially right now with what Skagway is facing with the absence of a cruise season this year and not knowing exactly what to expect for 2021.
Bricker says there are lots of opportunities for the municipality to better represent Tlingit and Haida history and continued presence.
A lot of business that's been conducted in the valley sort of has treated the tribe like an afterthought, and I don't think it should be that way. I think the tribe and our local government should be working very closely together on all things that affect our community.
But she said in the last 7 months of pandemic, the municipality and tribal government have demonstrated they can work together for everyone's benefit. A couple examples include cooperation on building CARES Act distribution plans and when STC helped fund pandemic mitigation strategies at the school.
I think it's long overdue.
Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata says the municipality and council leaders are brainstorming different ways to connect.
I'd like to see a really robust integration of the traditional council's goals along with our goals in the municipality.
He says the council was critical in jumpstarting early COVID-19 testing, and he knows the two groups will be able to achieve more by working together.
The more we have the ability to communicate between the two entities, the more we'll have opportunity to create these kind of coalitions and partnerships to, you know, better flesh out this relationship that we should have had many years ago.
Bricker committed to writing a monthly update to the borough to keep municipal leaders up to date on STC's projects. And she and Cremata are both excited about a project to include Tlingit and Haida language, place names, and history into signage and trail maps around town. The state's Department of Elections has reported unofficial election results. These are only partial election results. They don't include absentee ballots. You can find the link to Upperland Canal Precinct breakdowns on our website and some Election Day results on the Haines and Skagway Borough websites. The KHNS newsroom is waiting for more information before we begin to parse local results. And that's your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.